The Years After Elizabeth. In 1603, Elizabeth died childless, and the English throne went to the son of Mary Stuart, James VI of Scotland, who became James I of England. He was the first Stuart king and the first sovereign to reign over the whole of the British Isles, although he had been king of Scotland for 36 years by the time of his accession. When James succeeded to Elizabeth's throne, he also tried to succeed to her symbolism. Nevertheless, there were profound differences between the Tudor religious and chivalric imperialism, inspired by the Virgin Queen, and the more limited conceptions of James, which were accompanied by absolutist tendencies. Surviving Elizabethans like Philip Sidney and Walter Raleigh were very aware of the changes under the new king, and were worried about them. Raleigh was imprisoned in the Tower of London for 14 years, where he wrote his famous History of the World before his execution in 1618. The literature of James' era is known as Jacobean, a term often expanded to cover the great part of the 17th century. However, during the early Jacobean period, there was a movement of Elizabethan revival which was particularly associated with James' eldest son, Prince Henry. James I believed in the divine rights of king, a doctrine that dated back to ancient times when many rulers believed that they were descendants from gods, and therefore had absolute power as God's representative on earth. He summoned Parliament only to ask for money, and this created conflict. However, his reign saw the end of the war with Spain and the continued growth of the empire, initiated by Elizabeth. It was also a time of civil expansion, with the publication of the first newspaper and the first authorized version of the Bible, 1611, as well as the first postal services and several important developments in the law. In 1605, an attempt was made on his life and on Parliament by Catholic extremists in what became known as the Gunpowder Plot, so called because the conspirators, who included the celebrated figure Guy Fawkes and the leader Robert Catesby, attempted to blow out Parliament using gunpowder. The discovery of this plot is still celebrated on November the 5th each year. But James survived, and throughout his reign tried to control Parliament, a conflict that would reach its conclusion under the reign of his successor, Charles I. In 1620, a group of Protestant religious dissenters, called the Pilgrim Fathers, left England for America in the ship the Mayflower, in order to escape political persecution for their faith. They were the early settlers in New England and pioneers in the subsequent colonization of North America.